Last night, I told someone, they said, "How are you doing?" I said, "Last night you would have had to jack me up to bury me." Physically. I mean, I had a strong hacking cough that had no rhyme or reason, and it's just, I did not feel good at all. And I thought, oh God, it's in my heart to be in the pulpit in the morning. And help me, Lord. And so I'm here by God's grace. And so I'm going to give it the best I've got this morning. And the thing that really just, I was really going another direction, but Satan just kept messing with me until I just want to minister on God still heals today. God is a healer. God still heals today. God still works miracles today. God still has another miracle for you and for your family and for your children. The miracle working power of, man, just such a witness in my spirit. Hallelujah. Paul said, when I am weak, then am I strong. There's times that all of us who know the work of God, we give it our all when we don't feel like it. And that's one thing. I know they make big money, but you know, you look at your football players and some of them, and you know, they know how to play hurt. Us, if we get a toe ache, we think it's all over, you know. I was praying for Tony. I mean, I was really praying. I thought, what a tragedy for the rest of your life to be in jeopardy over one football game because, you know, of injury in your body. But football players, of all people, of course, hockey too, and there's other sports too, but those people know how to play hurt. And I admire them for that. We don't make as much money playing hurt as they do. But they know how to play hurt. There's a motivation. There's a drive. And I know there's been a lot of ups and downs about Tony, and I'm not here to say pro or con, but I mean, he's winding up doing a very good job, it looks like. But I mean, he was campaigning the sidelines. He even got Jerry out of his box up there. Got him off his nest up there. I mean, he wanted to go into the game. He wanted to go into the game. And you know, that's the way I feel about the work of God. I want to get into the game. I don't want to get out of the game. I want to get into the game. Let's go give the devil what for. Let's speak the word. Speak the word only. Amen. Let's don't wimp out and chill out and do whatever. But this morning, I'd like to just, from my heart, share basic truths that you know so very well. Psalms 103 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." And in speaking of those benefits, you could have, there's a long line. I mean, it's unending what his benefits are. But verse 3 said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Do you realize if that's not true, we're all in trouble? You realize if that's not true, believers are in trouble? But thank God he has forgiven all our iniquities. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank God. Blessed is he whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions, praise God, are under the blood of Jesus. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. But church, we cannot back off the rest of that verse that said, who healeth all of our diseases. He not only forgives all of our iniquities, thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank God my sins are forgiven. We used to sing it in vacation Bible school and Sunday school. Gone, 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 gone. All my sins are gone. Buried in the deepest sea. Need John Hall here for that one. Yes, that's good enough for me. Oh, praise God. All of our sins are gone. But it also said, who healeth all thy diseases. Hallelujah. So maybe we just need to just say it two or three or four, five, six times. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities. Who healeth all my diseases. Who forgiveth all my iniquities. Who healeth all my diseases. One more time. Who forgiveth all mine iniquities. Who healeth all my diseases. Hallelujah. By whose stripes we were healed. By whose stripes we are healed. The leper said, if you could, if you would. He said, I will. I will. I will come. I will come. Said to the centurion, I'm willing to make a house call. This doctor makes house calls. He said, no, no, no. Speak the word only. Speak the word. Speak the word only. And there will be healing. Praise God. I pulled a book off the shelf there from T.L. Osborne, who was, my gracious, he was the apostle hero for all of us back in Bible college. I mean, that book is so old. T.L. Osborne had a full head of hair. You thought he had a full head of hair when he passed away, but he had a lot of help on that full head of hair. It's okay. I mean, whatever. But I mean, this is when he still had hair, and I've got a photo of it. Praise God. The book's falling apart, but it's the healing the sick and casting out devils. Powerful. Powerful book. And one of the quotes in that book, among many other, faith has nothing to do with anything but the Word of God. Faith has nothing to do with anything but the Word of God. The Word of God is the foundation. It's our compass. It's our guarantee. It's our protection. Faith has nothing to do with anything but the Word of God. Praise God. He said, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And the number of thy days will I fulfill. In Exodus 23, over 25 and 20, verses 25, 26. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The numbers of thy days I will fulfill. The numbers of thy days. With 91, Psalms 91 said, with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. In my family, I'm long life. Among the males of my family, I'm long life. I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm going to claim my grandmother at least. She was 84, 85. I remember when Bob Deweese, who was a very close associate of Oral Roberts, had a heart attack, and they said he couldn't live, and Oral Roberts went to the hospital. And he said, oh, pray for me. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. And I forget whether it was the mother or the father, but he said, how long did your mother live? And he told him that. And then he said, how long did your father live? Well, he told him that. Well, one was long life, and the other was shorter life. He said, which life do you claim? Which lineage do you follow? And he told him, he said, I set myself in agreement with that. And God healed his heart, and he did a great work for God and lived many years after that. Now, don't get lazy on your faith confessions. Say, well, I just want to go home and be with the Lord. Don't give me that. You grab the pill bottle before you shake your head. Well, I'm just so homesick for Jesus. Well, leave the doctor alone then. I mean, that can be arranged. I do agree with Oral Roberts that God heals. He can heal through medicine, and thank God for that. But he also is a healer divine, or a divine healer. And I mean, every day we need that gospel of the divine health of Almighty God. Lord, I walk today and every day in divine health. Talking to you about your health. I need you around to help me finish out, okay? Praise God. No quick exits. We need you. Amen. Lord, I walk today and every day in divine health. Well, you know, I'm all... You're doing okay, well, except for Arthur, you know, old Arthur. Arthritis. Yeah. And you know, except, oh, they said it's the first thing to go. Get off that stuff. Confess a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God. I want that. I believe that. I claim that. I stand for that. I have the mind of Christ, and I'm believing for the wisdom of God. Amen. Now, when you're feeling good, you say, well, I don't need that. You need that uphill, downhill, 24/7. The problem with healing is we wait until we're up against the wall, and then we start screaming for healing. I mean, you need to speak healing when you're feeling better than you've ever felt in your life. In fact, if you've got enough, if you've got enough life in you, if you've got enough life in you to rejoice and be happy today, I wonder how quick you could just stand up and sit down. Anybody? Oh, Jesus, we're in trouble here this morning. I think it's Brother Rodney said, you know, somebody had a heart attack in the auditorium of the church, and they called for 911, and they came, and they had to go through five rows to find out. Thought the whole bunch. I mean, if you've got enough life, and if, how can I phrase that? How many want to volunteer for a good long life, huh? How many want to just stand up for the health of God? Give a shout. Hallelujah. All right. Now we're trucking. All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. All right. I'll let you be seated. Cole Owens and Brumlin have to send several units over that we still have some folks that may need assistance. I'm serious. We've got to get radical about the strength of God, the help of God, the anointing of God. Amen. Satan hates you. He'd like to take you out. It's one thing about football I don't like. You know, you got a quarterback that's about half dead, and they know he's injured, and they want to take him out. I don't like that. Satan would like to take you out of the game. But say in the name of Jesus, I'm not exiting. I'm going to finish what God's called me to do. I'm going to do what God's called me to do. Amen. I'm going to do what God's called me to do, and I'm going to do it happily. Praise God. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I'm not trying to put any great structure on this. I'm just firing a shotgun up here this morning, all right? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. You say, what good's that? Worked for 3 million people. Might work for you, honey. worked for 3 million people. I said it worked for 3 million people. Praise God. Oh, thank God. You see, there was no sickness before the fall. Boy, you talk about, of course, Lucifer blew the best job in the universe. A third of the angels fell with him. Then God made man, Adam and Eve, perfect and gave them. You know, can you imagine? No car payments, no mortgage payments, no taxes, no Medicaid, Medicare. You know, I mean, all they had to do just grin and enjoy life. Amen. Good looking guy and a good looking wife. No payments. But it wasn't good enough. I tell you, I'm just saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and I'll forget not all of his benefits. Amen. Praise God. Woo. Redeems thy life from destruction. Crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies all the time, every day, every way. Who satisfieth thy... I mean, there is all the difference in the world to me last night and me this morning. I'm not there yet, but I'm on the way. Praise God. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed? I said, thy youth is renewed. Get a spring in your step. Get a smile on your face. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Woo. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Oh, he's made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Well, I could read the whole word this morning. There was no sickness until the fall. God created a perfect world, created a perfect man. Everything was perfect. Amen. You didn't have to worry about vitamins. You didn't have to worry about what the food's made of. Amen. I mean, the whole garden was a garden of whole foods, you know. Everything was good, you know. Everything was good. There was nothing bad in the garden. Until the snake got in. Snake always messes things up. Sin hurts everybody. Sin is no win. Takes you further than you intended to go. Cost you more than you intended to pay. My. No sickness until the fall. You know, how in the world could Adam and Eve have borne the thought of, look what we did? I mean, God Almighty gave us a perfect everything. And we just threw it away. But Jesus came to destroy sin and sickness. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Cheer up. There's hope. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the stripes that he bore. The wounds of his body. Thank God for the crown of thorns. Thank God when they said, if you are the Christ, come off that cross. Because he was, he didn't. Thank God Jesus came to buy us back from the gates of hell. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Perfect world. Messed up. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He didn't come to give us barely life. He came to give us life and that more abundantly, abundant life. I just want to stop and pray in the Spirit for a while, but I got to finish up here. Sheila Bakorakasa Rekasai. My. And I'll tell you one thing, ever since I've been a little boy, my mother and my grandmother had a real thing. I mean, they were Baptists, and they didn't know you're supposed to be saved. And when they found out you could be saved, and when they found out you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I mean, they were never the same again. My mother and my aunt and my grandmother, I mean, hell was glad when they went on, I'm telling you. I mean, they just, my grandmother, they just had a heart. I tell you, if they were in this auditorium this morning, they would be flipping somersaults or something. I don't know. I mean, they were gung-ho. My grandmother, she's gung-ho. She's a businesswoman from Mississippi, and she didn't take anything. You know, she's sharp. But I tell you, she was full of the Holy Ghost. She prophesied over me more than once. She'd feed me hot milk and chocolate cookies, chocolate chip cookies. And she'd say, "Sonny, the call of God's on your life." She just lived a half block up the street. Said, "The call of God's on your life, and God's going to use you, and you're going all up." I thought, man, she's lost her. Grandmother's getting old. She's not, you know, she's losing it. But, oh, she was right on target. Right on target. My aunt actually retired four times, Aunt Mimi. She was something else. Taught Mary Hardin Bailey, went to Corpus and then did that, and then came back, worked at Country Day School, and then finished her last few years at Calvary Academy. Taught science and biology. I mean, she knew every fuzz on the bug. I mean, she was. I tell you, she was a visionary. She bought one of the first Studebakers in Fort Worth. No one wanted to buy a Studebaker because you can't tell whether they're coming or going. You know, that point on one end, point on the other. But here she comes up in the Land Cruiser that runs faster than the other one. And then she got a Kaiser Frazier, one of the two. She was just an, my aunt, just an interesting person. She just had her own school teacher way, but boy, she was. But I mean, they were more gung-ho for God. And my mother was gung-ho. Dear God, you heard what I've told you about her prayer. So, but in the early days, all I remember in the early days, talking about Raymond T. Ritchie, which is a name you don't hardly ever hear of nowadays. He was the Oral Roberts and all the healing and all of that back then. And I mean, time after, if there was something happening, they believed in the supernatural. They believed in healing. They were believers. They were believers. They were believers. Hallelujah. They were believers. And that's part of what's wrong with me. I tell you, my DNA is just Holy Ghost. I'm hungry for God. I'm hungry to see signs, wonders, and miracles. I know it's real. And I know we're not seeing it in as big as we have seen it. They are seeing it overseas. And that is so amazing because they're so childlike. Blind eyes just pop open. I mean, you know, here you got to convince them, you know, of whatever. Oh, God, stir us. I want us to, what am I trying to do here this morning? I want us to get fanatical. I want us to get fanatical for Jesus. Amen. I want us to get fanatical for Jesus. Amen. Fanatical for Jesus. Wake up expecting miracles. Live all day expecting the miraculous. Expect miracles. Shibarakasa. But Jesus still heals. The thing I keep coming around, Jesus still heals today. I look at those massive photos of T.L. Osborne and those early crusades overseas. I mean, probably a million people at least, hundreds of thousands of people come, and they'll come and stand in the sun all day long, and they'll listen to whatever you say, and they believe the word of God. Oh, God, let that, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. I'm not trying to be pretty with it. I'm just throwing it out there this morning. Oh, God, we're hungry. I'm hungry. I'm a hungry believer. Hungry for the things of God. Praise be unto God. Well, You know, as I look at the Word of God, the Holy Spirit called sickness oppression in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing some. See, you know that. You know the truth. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's Acts 10:38. God was with him. It's not too late for God to be with all of us. It's not too late for the church to see the most supernatural time and era. I'm hungry for it. Be hungry with me. Let's hunger together. So the Holy Spirit called sickness oppression. The Lord called sickness captivity. And Job 42:10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, God gave Job twice as much as he had before. You know, with his healing and his restoration, there was also financial blessing. And I just stop for this moment and prophesy. I know you've heard it, and it sounds too far out there, way out there. But for those whose hearts are right with God, I'm telling you, financial prosperity is on the way for many of you. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. Don't give up. Don't give up. May not be everything you want it to be, but thank God for what it is. And God knows what we can handle, and He knows what you can't handle. Amen. And then Jesus called sickness bondage. Luke 13:16, He said, "Ought not this woman, whom Satan hath bound, be loosed from this bond?" Oh, it's time for her to be loosed. She's been in bondage. Praise God. You see, real faith is built only on God's word and God's promise. Folks, get back. Let's get back and start reading our Bibles. Let's spend a week in the Gospels. Spend a week with Mark. Spend a week in the Gospels. Go to church with Jesus. Stand in the healing line with Jesus. See who Jesus complimented and see who he got on their case. Real faith is built on God's word and God's promise. Hallelujah. Real faith reaches out to God alone. Amen. It reaches out to God alone, whether man's on board or not. No matter what others think, real faith. Praise God. In every one of our locations, I had people in high places, intelligent people, telling me, "Preacher, it won't work. It won't work. It won't work financially. It's not going to work for you. It's not. And even after the tornado, but God can do what no other power can do. God's not limited. Real faith reaches out to God alone. And of course, it reaches out with the help of believers. It's a team thing. Real faith is not always instantly seen. Don't be discouraged. The breakthrough is not always instantly seen. But the breakthrough is on the way. Praise God. As the lepers went on their way, they were healed. As the lepers went on their way, they were healed. And one had presence of mind and thanksgiving of heart to say, "I better go back and say thank you." And Jesus, they didn't know Jesus knew higher math. One leper came back and he said, "Thank you." Jesus said, "Where are the other nine?" Jesus can count. Real faith in God and His Word refuses to be discouraged because of delays. Refuses to be discouraged because of delays. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. Well, there's a portion of God's Word that has been an inspiration to all of our hearts for so many years. And that's the 11th chapter of Mark, and that's where I'd like to just bring our message to a conclusion today. And Jesus answering saith unto them, we're in Mark 11:22. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. And I say to you, have faith in God. Have more faith in God than you have in anyone or anything on the face of the earth. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, got a mountain? Got any mountains you think are uncrossable? Any rivers you can't tunnel through? Say, be thou removed. You say, well, I don't talk to things. We live on the second green of the golf course. Don't tell me. I see people on their knees all the time. Please, baby. Please, baby. I can hear them all the way up to the house. Please, baby. Calling a golf ball, baby. Please, baby. Oh. And when they make a good shot, ah! I mean, yeah. Yeah, you can hear them all throughout the neighborhood. People talk to things. Guys talk to their motorcycles. Golfers talk to their golf balls. People talk to things. You talk to what you're into. I said you talk to what you're into or what you want to be into. Huh? You talk to what you want to be into. So say unto this mountain, be removed. Be cast into the sea. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory to God. Maybe you don't have any needs, but I do. I mean, I don't mean I'm not looking for my next meal. I don't mean that, but I have a lot of needs in the kingdom of God. I have some things that we need to do. A lot more things we need to do. We don't need to stop with this roof. We need to get on with the parking lot. We've already had to get a tow truck, get one or two of you out of some of the holes out there. No. We've had some big machinery in here. Amen. I want to see we got to get on with the parking lot. We got to get on with the lights. We got to get on with, this building's going to match our school next door. It's going to be beautiful. You see it from the freeway? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going through the line in the cafeteria yesterday, and guy said, aren't you Bob Nichol? Said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Said, aren't you pastor that church? Said, yeah, yeah. He said, well, it looks like, he was very sincere. He said, looks like you're going to make it there. I don't know who he'd been talking to, but I said, oh, yeah. We got it made, man. We got it made. Hallelujah. Got a new roof. Got the same Lord. The best is yet to come. I said, the best is yet to come. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Believe. That you receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. God still heals today. God still heals today. I tell you, honestly, you don't understand. I'm an absolute miracle this morning, and I thank God for it. Thank God for it. I tell you what I'd like for us to do at the ending of the service. I know there are a lot of people that are battling things, and it's no fun when you're having something you're battling in your body, or maybe you've had a doctor's report or whatever. But I wonder if you'd just come back to the instruments here. And if you need prayer for your body. Now listen to me. If you need prayer for your body, Brother Andrew's learned the lesson of realizing that other people have faith and his people pray for people. Amen. And I tell you, there's a faith of God on our staff. The staff we've got now, they'd charge hell with a dry water pistol. I mean, they believe God. They believe God. They believe God. And if we'd just stand, if you want prayer for your body, just come and stand across this front. And our staff is going to help us in praying for you this morning. Our staff is going to pray. If you need, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, folks, be here at 6:30 tonight. It's going to be precious. It's going to be a precious time in the Lord. Don't leave sick. Don't leave hurting. Maybe there's a special miracle that you need in your life. It may not be a physical thing. It may be a spiritual thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you girls, just go ahead and pray for her there.
Oh, he touched me.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made me.
Oh,
and share.